This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Mem, Siv Gimel. We learned that one is not engaged in Tasha Shamita if there are tefillin or sfarim in the room, unless it's in Kli B'Tachli, and one of them is not Miyuchadai. However, Afilu Aniach B'Kli B'Tachli, even to put it in one Kli within the other, Asur Lahanicham Tachas Mar Galoisav, you can't put it under your feet. Can't use it to boost up your feet. V'chein Asur Lahanicham Tachas Mar Shoisav, you can't put it under your head. Afilu B'Kli B'Tachli. V'afilu Einishta Yimai. Even if your wife is not with you, aval shaloi keneged roshay. But if it's not opposite your head, im ein ishta yima. If your wife is not with you, mutter shaloi keneged roshay. If your wife's not with you, it's mutter even not kli b'tachli. V'mishta yima. If your wife is with you, then sarch kli b'tachli. Now, what exactly does it mean, Ein Ishta Imai? Ein Ishta Imai, we're going to see in Siv Dalet, means that Ein Roitzel Shamish, that you have no intention of Tasha Shamita. So, with that definition, going back, to put Kli B'Toch Kli, you can't put it under your feet. You can't put it under your head, even Kli B'Toch Kli, even if you have no intentions of Tashmish. But not opposite your head, just to sleep with it in the bed, Im ein ishta imai mutter. And you don't even need kli b'tachli. Ishta imai, you need kli b'tachli. But kli b'tachli will not help under your head or under your feet. Says Mishnah Kenag Rosh, shu gam kein derech b'zayin. To put under your head is derech b'zayin. Shaloi keneged roshay mutter afilo shaloi bichli klal even on a klirak shem nichem inyan shleis gagam yisham l'tzadin. The guy said, I want to sleep with my tefillin. I love my tefillin so much. I'm going to put it in the mita. No problem. Kugan shem nichem bein kar atachdoin lekar shetachas roshay shaloi keneged roshay. You want to put it in between the two pillows, not opposite your head. This way it won't roll off the bed. However, Ishta yima, you need kli b'tachli. Dahainu shemanichem b'tachli, oikis hamyucha lahem, tachas akar. That is, you put it in the kli, or the designated kiss, under the pillow. Dahakar mikli kli sheni. The kar is the second kli. Oishe anichem b'li kli klal, tachas shnei karim. Or you put under two pillows. However, v'lohi tiru chacham laniach tefillin tachas marashosav kishe ishta imai afilu b'kli toich kli. The chachamim never allowed you to put tefillin under your head when it's ishta imai, even kli b'toich kli. Now, I don't understand what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. Because not only the chachamim don't even allow you to put it kli b'toich kli, you're not allowed to put a tachas merashoysav. That's the mechaber. The mechaber says, "Asur lahanicham tachas merashoysav keneged roishay afilu b'kli b'tachli afilu ein ishtayimai." So why does he say, "Oh, v'loy"? There is a heter. It sounds like v'loy he tiroi chacham laniach tefillin tachas merashoysav kishta ishtayimai afilu b'kli b'tachli. There would be an instance, you could put it under your head when it's ishta imai, when you need to guard it from ganovim and maisel. Don't put it in the bed at all. If there is above your head a place that comes out of the bed, Shugavaya shloisha tfachim. That's three tfachim tall. Aynamach shloisha tfachim. Or three tfachim lower. Lamatim rashosav. Mutal hanichan alav. You could put it on it. So again, it's kli b'toich kli. And this way, it's not tachas merashosav. Says the Mechaber Siv Dalet, Ishtoi imai bamita ve'enoi roitza l'shamish mikri ein ishtoi imai. When we just said that shaloi keneged roishai, Ein ishta yimai mutter, ishta yimai tzach kli b'tach kli. Ein ishta yimai doesn't mean your wife's in a different country. Ein ishta yimai means she's there, just you have no intention for tashmish. Says the Mishnah Berura, v'taz oyser lios ishta yimai b'mita, ad she'aniach hatfilin kli b'tach kli. That the Taz has not agreed to this definition of ein ishta yimai. The Taz asers one's wife to be within the bed if they're tefillin there, unless the tefillin are kli b'tach kli. Aye, there's no intention for tashmish. Shama yishkach v'yishamish. You might forget. V'chemash v'ir agra v'ayin v'el yaraba. Sifhei. Lahaniach lahanicham b'amita keneged sidai dinan ketaras margaloisav. To put them on the bed opposite your side, it's like under your feet. So it's not just your head and your feet. Even to put on your bed opposite your side, it's like under your feet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, dinan shapa'amim mishapich b'amita v'yishkav aleihem. Sometimes you roll, you toss and turn. Safsolim shebeis haknesses. Let's say you have benches in the shul. This is very common, you know, in the old pulpit synagogues. So you lift up the chair that you're sitting on, the bench, and under it, that's your storage space. That's where you keep your jelly beans and all your other stuff that you stash away over there. So there's a little box to put your talis and tefillin. Some say you can't sit on it. So the Dirshu brings that if it's big enough that it contains 40 sa', or if it's 10 tfachim by 4 tfachim, it's a different rishus, you could sit on it. Now what if, you know, you're in this shul, and there are different benches, but they're all aligned. And you can lift up one without the other, and on one of them is a sefer. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that you're allowed to sit on the other. Now, that's a very nogeh halacha. Let's say sometimes at Avin in the Young Israel, and they have these long benches. And they're like cushions that are sort of divided only by like a stitching. And there's nowhere to put down your towel. There's nowhere to put anything. You know, and I come with my svarim, and I put the svarim on the cushion next to me. So I do sit down, figuring that it's considered a different makayim. But I don't know if what Reb Chaim would say about that. Maybe only if you can lift it up. I don't know if you can lift it up, if it's considered. Okay. Bottom line is, it's a question whether you're allowed to sit down on them. V'yesh matirim, aval kashesh chalal tefach b'hateva panoi. If there's a hollow of a tefach in the box, that's empty. Mutter vade leishav al safsam. You could definitely sit down on it. Ubal nefesh roi loy lahachmish loy b'makam atchak gam b'zah. Ubal nefesh v'imachar not to sound it. Ki tfilm yesh li zar b'kdushas l'ma'oid. V'im kavoy b'masmerim la'koysel. If, let's say, you attach it with nails to the wall, Mutter leishev ala safsal. Then you could sit on the bench. So what's this final case? What are you attaching to the wall? It sounds like you're attaching this bench that you lifted up and you could put your talis and tefillin there. So then it sounds like if the bench is attached to the wall, so then it's like kavua bekarka. Then somehow the tefillin is reshus b'fnei aseh. By the way, that's l'maisa the situation. All these pews, they're not attached to the wall, but they are attached to the ground usually. So if they're attached to the ground, so l'chayra it's mechubar l'karka, then it would be permitted to sit on it. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. We're going to finish Simen Mem Bezus Hashem Monday. Okay, Kol Tov, Hatzlacha. Good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.